This is Stargate Atlantis fic called Glints in the Night, rated NC-17. It's a het fic, pairing McKay Cadman, written by Lally Broch. The summary is, she couldn't even say one thing led to another, because she's still not quite sure how she ended up with her panties around her ankles, having a spectacularly loud orgasm in the middle of Lab 4. The first time Laura Cadman slept with Rodney McKay, she broke his laptop on purpose. He called her a bitch, and she called him a cocksucker, and she couldn't even say one thing led to another, because she's still not quite sure how she ended up with her panties round her ankles, having a spectacularly loud orgasm in the middle of Lab 4. The next morning, standing in front of the mirror and pulling at her shirt to hide the bruise he'd left high on her throat, she tried to remember what she'd been thinking. She didn't even see Rodney for 4 days after. She was off-world with lawn steam, and Rodney was doing whatever it was Rodney did. She wouldn't even have seen him that fifth night if it hadn't been for the fact that she'd left her radio down in the gym and decided to take the transporter instead of the stairs. She just barely managed to slip in before the doors closed, and that's why she hadn't noticed McKay in the corner, looking down at his tablet. He looked up at her, eyes narrowed. "Cadman," he said coolly. "McKay," she answered, with her best "don't fuck with me" glare. Of course it was McKay, so all he did was roll his eyes and reach toward the screen. "Wait." He turned back to her, already annoyed, but she figured she'd better lay down the law before he started assuming things. "Look, about what happened. It's not going to happen again." He raised an eyebrow and leaned back against the wall. "Well, obviously." "Obviously?" she echoed. He gave her a nasty little smile. "What did you want me to say, thank you?" She jabbed her finger into his chest. "Considering that I was clearly out of my fucking mind, yeah, you probably should." "Oh, that's charming." Laura felt something very close to rage coiling in her stomach. "You're an unbelievable prick, McKay." But when he pushed away from the wall, she didn't step back, and her initial instinct to punch him in his stupid fat face got mixed up with something else, and then somehow her tongue was in his mouth, and he was locking the transporter doors. She was glad he didn't ask any uncomfortable questions about Carson, because she didn't have any good answers. After all, Carson had done everything right. He called her love and lass, and made love to her gently with loving caresses. He made dates for dinner and showed up with flowers. He was nice. It had actually come as a surprise to both of them when she'd broken it off. But it was more surprising how much that stuff didn't matter when Rodney was pushing her against the wall, sliding his hands under the skirt she was wearing, only because she'd already been in bed when she remembered her radio and it had been the first thing she'd grabbed. Because Carson would never palm her ass and lift her up so she could wrap her legs around his waist. And he wouldn't sink his teeth into the fading bruise on her neck, making her hiss and arch against him, slipping his fingers inside her until she was shuddering against his shoulder. Carson definitely wouldn't let her slide to her knees there in the transporter and swallow him down. Laura decided to stop having "it's not going to happen again" talks after the third attempt. It wasn't working anyway, and the last one had erupted into such an intense screaming match that Radek's favorite mug got broken when Rodney fucked her over his desk. She was glad she didn't have to be there for that conversation. They didn't really hang out, except for one Sunday afternoon when Laura's Degrassi DVDs arrived on the Daedalus, and she figured that there was literally no one else on Atlantis who would watch them with her. She ended up having to question Rodney's Canadian pride before he agreed, and even then he spent most of the time complaining. They both fell asleep halfway through the second disc, and woke up tangled and sweaty, having a groggy argument about who stole more covers that degenerated into slow, sleepy sex. That time had been almost normal. P3S-284 was memorable, only because Rodney told her to stop acting like a brat and do your fucking job. She'd responded with such a cheery and vehement "go fuck yourself, McKay," that Taylor actually looked startled. Shepherd looked torn between irritation and amusement and Rodney. Rodney just gave her a dark, glittering look that made her shiver. When Shepherd finally called her into his office, he said, "I know McKay's hard to work with sometimes, and, but back off a little, okay? And, I know it's not just you. I'll talk to Rodney, too." She nodded and tried not to smile. She waited until 2:30 that night, when she knew that the labs would be empty. Rodney looked up when she came in, but didn't do much besides raise an eyebrow in her direction before going back to his laptop. She slipped off her shoes and hopped up onto the table in front of him. "So, Shepherd talked to me today," she said, and slid her foot along the inside of his thigh. "Oh, what was it, French braid infraction?" he said, still not looking up from the screen. "No, asshole, he thinks we aren't playing as nicely as we should." Rodney's head snapped up. "What?" she shrugged. "He said he was going to talk to you too." He shoved the laptop away and crossed his arms. "Well, that's fucking demeaning, isn't it? And besides, when did Shepherd become Lord High Master of Manners?" "Lord High Master? Oh, kinky, McKay." He sighed. "Do you always have to be such a bitch, Cadman?" She gave him her best innocent smile and nodded seriously. He rolled his eyes and reached for the laptop, but she got there first, sliding off down the table and pushing his knees apart so she could kneel between them. She reached for the button on his pants and worked it open. "Oh, Ronnie, that's not fair," she murmured, pulling his zipper down and sliding her hand inside. "I think I'm very nice to you." She pushed his boxers down and bent her head, licking lightly along the underside of his dick. "If only Shepherd could see just how nice I really am." She felt him twitch in her hand, and she looked up at him, eyes wide. "You like that?" He rolled his eyes, but it was half a second too late, and when he said, "No, I hate it when someone's about to give me a blowjob," she knew. She couldn't stop a wicked grin. "That's kind of hot, Rodney. Maybe we should let him watch." His eyes narrowed, and she could see him getting ready to deny it, so she licked her lips and went down on him as far as she could. "Mm-hmm," he said, or something like that, because she wasn't listening. She'd mostly said the thing about Shepherd to get a reaction out of Rodney, but the images had already started flicking through her head. Except it was Rodney and Shepherd moving together. Shepherd bent over the lab table with Rodney's fingers digging into his hips. It sent a prickly flush of heat along her spine, and she pulled back to look up at him. "Or maybe I should watch." Rodney made a sound somewhere between extreme irritation and arousal, and then he was pulling her up, lifting her until she was straddling his lap. He yanked at her shorts, and she wound her arms around his neck, lifting her ass and shifting so she could get them off. His fingers went around her hips, and she squirmed down, kissing him frantically until he slid inside. His hips thrust up and up, and she twisted her arms tighter around his neck, whispering harder against his lips. He curled his hands up over her back, over her shoulders, and she arched her neck so he could lick at her favorite spot right above her collarbone. She gave a little moan when his hands slipped down between them, circling and circling until she arched against him, her mouth open and panting against his neck. His hips gave a few final thrusts, and then his arms tightened around her, boneless and limp against his chest. Of course, Laura had forgotten that she wasn't the only one who knew you could find Rodney alone in the labs late at night.